Call this ad hoc office space committee to order.
Come on, Mr. Second.
Okay, first order of business is to approve the minutes from September 8th, September 28th, and November 23rd.
Come up, second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. So the meat of the committee today is with the county manager.
Sure, and sent you the information via email. So have some change orders for your consideration. Obviously, you know, we've been able to manage the past couple projects without many change orders, but getting into existing spaces, I mean, a couple of them we knew were coming, but others are a little bit more of a surprise. So we'll, if you don't mind, Chairwoman, I will go through, start with the wireless mics. We talked about that when at your last meeting when you talked about the tables. So that $25,438 represents with your new table configuration. And as mentioned, we are expecting a credit from Labella of about $15,000 to cover that because this was originally planned to have wireless mics. So we would recommend that.
You want to take each of these individually? Yeah. Okay.
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. So cameras were something that we knew during the development of bids that we were going to have to do because OCA requested it, but it came in late in the process where we didn't have it put into the formal bid documents, but Mr. Webb carried that in his budget that we forwarded you as well. So we knew that we were going to add additional cameras per the request of OCA. Some internal, some external. There's going to be a couple facing the new parking lot. So we have our parking lots covered, those parking lots covered by cameras. So they want the one across the street covered too. And then some more internal in their new spaces. And that change order would be $35,979. And that is reflected, carried in your budget for the project.
So move.
Second.
Which other parking lot?
The old bowling alley.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, so there'll be cameras hanging off the building going shooting towards there.
Okay. Any other questions? Not? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. Asbestos. So during demo, contractors observed, identified asbestos in the COB, which is somewhat surprising. Talking to Eric, they were too, but obviously when we see it, we got to take care of it. So that's the majority of that change order. There are also a couple other things that primarily OCA, but in a couple cases, we wanted to change. And since, you know, we'd normally handle those kind of things come up, those couple grand kind of change orders come up, not infrequently, but we figured since we were doing a GC change order, we'd incorporate it into this. And that's $24,590.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. Additional carpet. That's something that we talked about, internally for a while. And when we saw where bids were coming in. So if you picture the lobby outside of your old legislative chambers upstairs, the area towards the windows, towards public works and finance will become a waiting area and will be carpeted. That's covered in the bid. Because the old public works is going to become that new courtroom. The carpet is scheduled under the bid to stop right about the beginning of the elevators if you're heading towards the chambers. So you're going to have that old salmon colored tile, which is not in great shape, kind of going into new carpeting. And then if you look at the corridors, I mean, Eric is carrying some money and we're budgeting for carpet replacement, you know, down the road. They're getting a little worn down the sides, but what we'd like to do is finish off the rest of that lobby with carpet. Now that's going to, you know, they're going to have to fill in the grout to get a flat surface, lay carpet so that we have a new surface up there since they're already into it, laying it. And then refacing the stairway, the main stairway from the security reception area going upstairs. Those I mean, it doesn't have any toe catches or anything like that. So those stairs, especially in the wintertime, could use. I mean, we'd be saving ourselves, and not just cosmetically, but also liability and other things, because we have had some slips there. And that's 16,427. Oh, they're taking it out. Oh, they're not going over. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Gary.
I'll move it.
I just have one question. As far as the amount of traffic that'll be in this area, it would seem to me that tile would be much better than the carpet. Is it from a liability standpoint that we're doing that?
We have sound issues up there with the tile. And the liability is another portion. Once we get rid of that tile, it's something in-house, that carpet needs to be replaced again, treated, we can do that in-house.
With the squares, the main issue, especially since that's going to be a courtroom, and you've probably heard it during your legislative meetings, is when they do the mail runs, you hear every...
Right.
So
the acoustics in that atrium area are tough.
So, Eric, my other question is the stair treads, because those stairs are looking pretty poorly. Are we using some kind of industrial strength tread to take the weather and the traffic?
The replacement material going over, replacing on the stairs.
Yeah, ours is coming in
for that. What's the material going to be?
Oh, okay. All right.
All
right. Should be able to withstand the traffic and the weather better. Okay. So we have a motion and a second. We all set to vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, and then the last one was something that came up during the project. T-Bell, who have been great to work with, was working with Eric. The old boilers for the hot water are old. There's four of them. They're 1996. They ran an estimate, and we talked about, you know, the energy efficiency, and since they're going to be in the mechanicals, they'd estimate we'd save anywhere from $7,000 to $10,000 a year, based on replacing those four boilers with three new ones. Since we have, you know, sufficient enough contingency, we like the idea enough to bring it in front of you with a recommendation. And that change order would be $48,772.
So these boilers are 24 years old?
96.
Wow. I'll make the motion.
Second. Yeah, the I was reading the quotes last night. Lochinvar is actually the same manufacturer, the floor heat boilers we have in car wash business. They're a very good machine. So they're at least getting good stuff.
That's good.
And we'll get our investment back anyways, based on probably 15 to 20 year lifespan of these things. So.
Okay.
What's the cost?
$48,772.
Projective saving of $7,000 to $10,000
a year. That's replacing the boilers and,
and that's
engine
just,
tanks and anything else that might need it.
Yep.
That's just domestic hot water.
Right.
What they are. It's not heat. It's which
all the plants that plant feeds the buildings underground as well.
Come on up. Can't hear you back there.
That plant. Scott, that plant feeds the heat underground in these other buildings as well.
Oh, so it is heat. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Okay.
You know, it seemed it, because if you're getting 850,000 BTU boilers, that's a hell of a lot of hot water that people are running through a spigot.
It's drinking a lot of coffee.
Does that cover everything is functional as far as...
And that main power plant it does, and then it takes care of a few issues that they will have for some time in the initial design that... Technologies change and they find out different, you know, things that come up. So this is going to address those issues as well without getting too much into the weeds. But yes.
Okay.
These PVC vented or?
Yeah. Yes, they are. This 850, though, I don't know. If we kicked them up a little bit for safety to make sure we had enough heat.
Right.
So they're oversized to hair.
Yeah.
Labella's recommendation, T-Bell's recommendation. It may be a combination. I'm pretty sure it's PVC, though, because we separated out to three different.
Yeah, anytime you put in heaters, you want to go at least one size bigger just for the super cold day when they appear. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
Okay. No other questions? We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. And the final item is parking lot lease. We have, for the past few years, had a lease with Leland Dixon, who owns the old Agway over here, for $4,000 a year. You know, we're working on, Mr. Mulch brought it up to talk to Mr. Van Etten about it too, about the new parking lot. Once we have that online, we'll be in good shape. But until then, you know, it's a good price. They've been a great, great outfit to work with too. So,
so move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank
plus,
you.
Plus, having that lot far away has actually helped us on our wellness.
Yeah. It has.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mobility.
actually, what people, they drive over and park over there and then pick up the vehicle. So.
Oh, okay.
We county employees are efficient. Don't worry.
So that's so much, Mr. Chairman. Okay, if there's no other business, motion to adjourn.
So move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Out of here.